WHCL, Clinton, New York.
$0.10 a dance.
Damn, I don't have any change either. Oh, my God. Oh, that's amazing. That's Molly Ryan was singing there with Dan Levinson and his Swing Wing. Oh, my goodness. 10 Cents a Dance. You know, Rodgers and Hart did that. Ruth Etting introduced it. Molly Ryan sings it in an individual and strikingly good, I should say. Amazingly good. Way, and it's just you know, she's got the right sound, but without imitating anyone, which I don't know how you do that, but you do, and so does Dan, in fact. And a great group there, that's on the Swing Wing at the Codfish Ball is the name of that record. Links are on my Radiola blog, of course. Randy Reinhardt on trumpet, Jim Fryer on trombone, Dan Levinson on reeds, all of them, apparently. Mark Shane on piano, sounding a lot, a little Teddy Wilson influence in there. Sounds really good. Matt Munisteri on guitar. He plays with Catherine Russell, too, occasionally. Mike Weatherly bass, Kevin Dorn on the drums. And, of course, Molly Ryan, Mrs. Dan Levinson, on vocals on that great CD. So you should buy that. And I'm not telling you, just because I'm, trying to, I've got any stock in the company, because I don't. I don't even have stock in my house. just buy it. Just do that, because it's you'll love it. I know you will. And Dan also plays every Monday night at Sophia's Restaurant, the Club Cache down in the Hotel Edison, which is on 46th Street between 8th Avenue and Broadway. So get yourself down there some Monday night at 8 o'clock and trip the light fantastic, would you? And if you can't trip the light fantastic, you can trip the light adequate. But whatever light you trip, you'll trip it well to Vince Giuliano's Nighthawks. Before that, we had the Baby Soda Jazz Band, and Dan was in there also playing on clarinet. In addition was Ed Pulser, Ed Pops Pulser on trumpet, taking over. Also Patrick Harrison, Jared Engel, Peter Ford, and David Langlois on their respective instruments. The Baby Soda Jazz Band. I saw them last Saturday. I saw Jared, and I saw Peter Ford, and two other musicians, and one of whom was Orrin Etkin, who was very good. The trombonist was wonderful. I regret not having gotten his name. Perhaps I should have contacted them and gotten that too. But I do say they were marvelous. It's a great group, and I was so vastly surprised, because whenever I see musicians coming into a room, I never know what they're going to do. But when they sound good, I'm the happiest guy in the world, really. And they're marvelous. That's why I'm playing three other things tonight, by the way. And we're going to continue now on radio. I'm Andy Senior here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Some more work songs. So let's get back to the grind, shall we? Lou Dockstetter of Dockstetter's Minstrels. That guy, yeah. Only recorded 104 years ago, but it sounds pretty good, and it's certainly appropriate even today. Everybody works but Father. Well, of course.
Every morning at 6 o'clock, I go to my work. Overcoat buttoned up around my neck, an old job I would shirk. Wintry winds blow round my head, cutting up my face. I tell you what I'd like to have, my dear old father's place. 'Cause everybody works but father. He sits around all day, feet in front of the fire, smoking his pipe of clay. Mother takes in washing, so does sister Anne. Everybody works round our house but my old man. Everybody works but father. He sits around all day, feet in front of the fire, smoking his pipe of clay. Mother takes in washing, so does sister Anne. Everybody works round our house but my old man. A man named Work moved into town, and father heard the news. With Work so near, my father started shaking in his shoes. When Mr. Work walked by our house, he saw with great surprise my father sitting in his chair with blinders on his eyes. Why, everybody works but father. He sits around all day, feet in front of the fire, smoking his pipe of clay. Mother takes in washing, so does sister Anne. Everybody works round our house but my own. father. He sits around all day, speaks in front of the fire, smoking his pipe of clay. Mother takes in washing, so does sister Ann. Everybody works round our house but my old man. Your things and skidoo. I said, wait until my bill comes home. He's my honey from the honeycomb. He'll have money 'cause he told me so this morning. Landlord said, I give you lots of show. I want my rooms or else I want my dough. I'll wait for Bill. If he don't pay, why out you go? Because it's moving day. That carpet up from off the floor. Take your oil stove cool and out the door. It's moving day. Pack your folding bed and get away. If you ain't got a cent, you can live out in a tent. It's moving day. Bill came home all covered with snow. I said, hello, give me some dough. There's the landlord waiting for rent. Bill said, I ain't got a cent. There's two chickens I brought home for stew. Landlord, take them for the rent of two. Landlord said, my chicken coop was robbed this morning. Two black hens are missing from the coop. They're the ones you just brought in for soup. Get busy, cool, and put your things out on the stoop. Because it's moving day, moving day. Rip that carpet up from off the floor. Take your oil stove cool and out the door. It's moving day. Pack your folding bed and get away. If you ain't got a cent, you can live out in a tent. It's moving day.
The loving rag, the loving rag fills you with joy and joyful jag. It makes you glad, your heart is knit to hand. The loving, loving rag, your honey gal close, close to your breast. Oh yeah, you dance the rag, you love the fizz. You never wanna stop that loving rag. Oh, lordy, 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 hear that tune. I'll forget my home and mother mighty soon. Keep right on the rag and not a step I miss. I tell you, babe, a home ain't nothing like this. Put your arms around me, be glad alone. I feel myself a-slipping, I mean no wrong. Close your eyes, my babe, we dance till morn. That don't go loving rag. Oh, you hear that music softly playing? I could dance all night and day. The loving rag, the bomber said, come on, come on, get out of my way. I want a brass band playing for me, no Gilmore's or Susan's orchestra. Dory love and not a color harmony. Here's the loving, loving rag. Oh, come on, get out of my way. I want a brass band playing for me. No Gilmore's or Susan's orchestra. Dirty love and not a color harmony. Here's a loving, loving rain.
That's incredible, I have to say. That's Sophie Tucker, her first cylinder recording, recorded in January 1910, so that's almost 100 years old. In a few months it will be, but oh my goodness, that's hot. That is hot jazz, really. I mean, jazz didn't really exist yet as something you would have seen anywhere in the world. But that is so hot. That is so good, and it's boy. She was young. She was in her late 20s, and she lived a long time, very long time. And that's what she sounded like in 1910. That Love and Rag, 1910, out of the Archaeophone, Origins of the Red Hot Mama CD, stuff from 1910 to 1922. Well, that's the first selection, and that's it just kills me. Also, the earliest recording of Some of These Days, which is also, it's jazz. I mean, there is jazz. It's jazz singing. It may not be instrumental jazz. It may not be designated as jazz by jazz scholars, but Sophie was, you know, she was singing jazz. Before that, Bob Roberts, Moving Day. Not so much about work. That was 1905. That was dedicated to my friend Viz, who had the move this weekend. So I thought I would play Moving Day, Bob Roberts off of Columbia 78, which has seen better days, I'm afraid. But I did what I could with it. I didn't want to clean it up too much, or else it would have sounded terrible. So a little surface noise is what you get. Beginning with Lou Dockstetter, slightly better recording quality, but there it goes. Everybody Works But Father. 1905 also. A couple of things that are 104 years old. And, yeah. Yes, indeed. This is Radio Olin. I'm not 104 years old, but sometimes I feel like it. And this is WHCL. I'm Andy Sr., by the way. Yes, I have to say that. WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Here's a soundtrack clip, and very appropriate to our theme, from an early Alfred Hitchcock movie, which is not like a Hitchcock movie. It was essentially a filmed review, which was a kind of a take on early British television, which was a mechanical system with, you know, they had the Nipkow discs and everything over there in 1930. But here's Lily Morris singing on that soundtrack, and she also has a recording of her out there, too, but this is different, so I thought I'd use it. Lily Morris, 1930. He's only a working man, or he's only a working man, if you want to be cockney about it.
When you pick up your Sunday morning papers, it's nearly always trouble that you read. Man and wife, always having strife, for separation each of them will plead. Now if the woman only used a little bit of tact, with happiness they always would be blessed. Do the same as I do, and you'll never ever row. Believe me, my old man's one of the best. I wake him every morning when the clock strikes 8. I'm always punctual, never, never late, with a nice cup of tea and a little around the toast. The sport in life and the winning post. I make him nice and cozy when I toddle off to work. I do the best I can, for I'm only doing what a woman should do, 'cause he's only a working man. At 6 o'clock when public house is open, like a hero you'll get out of bed, and then off he'll go to the pub, you know, and mixes with his fellow working men. He lectures them on labour, says, "God bless the working man. By everyone my husband is admired." Comes home and has his supper, then goes into bed again, and falls right off to sleep, worn out and tired. I wake him every morning when the clock strikes 8. I'm always punctual, never, never late, with a nice cup of tea and a little round at home. The sport in life and the winning post. I make him nice. Goodbye, Jack. Off to work. I do the best I can,
And that's a Baby Soda Jazz Band. Oh my goodness. Oh boy, I love that. That's and Dan Levinson was on there too on Found a Baby, and all the group is Peter Harrison accordion and lead vocals, Jared Engel banjo and vocals. I don't know who the vocalist was. I haven't tuned my ears to that yet. Peter Ford does a lot of the vocals with the box bass. David Langlois, not everybody seems to do some vocals. Sometimes they're just a sort of background or, you know, chanting in the under the other vocal. But and Ed Pops Pulser on the trumpet on that track, along with Dan Levinson. And he's not doing a vocal, but he does everything else, so I'm not going to complain. That is a hot group, and that is and I saw them last Saturday at a party. And they play in the subway, they'll play in Washington Square, they play in parties and other venues, they'll play anywhere they're not being persecuted. And they're welcome to hear, you know, people hear them, you know, how can you not love that? That's just amazing, amazing stuff. And, well, by all means, you know, go visit their site, it's on our Radiola blog. Before that, we had the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra with Smith Ballou on the vocal. She's Funny That Way, 1928. Yes, indeed. That kind of goes with the first song. He's Only a Working Man. Lily Morris, of course. And I consider that my that's my connubial set there, those two. Speaking of which, I'm wondering if my number one Fran would check and see how many streamers there are tonight, because I have absolutely no idea. And it's always better not to know until I get home. But I know, you know, it's a weekend. It's a, you know, holiday weekend. So people are out having fun. And not that this isn't fun, because I'm having a blast. But there you go. What can you do? I'm Andy Sr., and I'm having much more fun than I should have. And this is Radiola here on WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Billy Murray coming up. This is a nice work song. I've got my captain working for me now. From 1919.
Johnny Jones was a first-class private in the Army last year. Now he's back to business in his father's place. Sunday night I saw him with a smiling face. When I asked why he felt so happy, Johnny chuckled with glee. He winked his eye and made this reply, "Something wonderful has happened to me. I've got the guy who used to be my captain working for me." He wanted work, so I made him a clerk in my father's factory. And by and by, I'm gonna have him wrapped in work up to his brow. I make him open the office every morning at 8. I come around about 4 hours late. Everything comes to those who wait. I've got my captain working for me now. Worth what I have to pay him, but I'll never complain. I've agreed to give him $50 per. It's worth twice as much to hear him call me sir. While I sit in my cozy office, he's outside working hard. Out in the hall, at my beck and call, with a feather duster standing on guard, I've got the guy who used to be my captain working for me. He wanted work, so I made him a clerk in my father's factory. And by, I'm gonna have him wrapped in work up to his brow. When I come into the office, he gets up on his feet, stands at attention and gives me his seat. Who was it says revenge is sweet? I've got my captain working for me now. I've got the guy who used to be my captain working for me. He wanted work, so I made him a clerk in my father's factory. And by and by, built a nice little kitchen in my dash factory. I've got my captain there doing KP. The Lord has been awfully good to me. I've got my captain working for me now.
Of the evening. There in
the sky they stand. Each with authority in hand. Then one by one, a little star is in the sky. Look down and say, we are here.
A lovely song, despite the, and it does fit in rather work theme in a way, perhaps under the there's a word there, but I've just totally forgotten it because I have no words left in my head. They're all in my mouth, but in a surreptitious fashion. Let's say that's a job too, but yes, indeed, and I'm sure they'll be very happy for the next hour together. And John Steele sang that in 1922. Irving Berlin song, I think, for the Follies, or maybe it was Music Box Reviews or something. But because I could have looked that up too before I came over here. Lady of the Evening, 1922, by an Irving Berlin song sung by John Steele. Before that, from Origins of the Red Hot Mama. Just released on Archaeophone, and there are links to that on my Radiola blog, so whatever you do, buy one of those, too. That is an amazing. And the books, don't buy MP3s. Buy the book, because the materials that come with those sets from Archaeophone are stunning. They are absolutely stunning. They're beautiful. And I'm not being paid to say this, by the way, because I'm not paid to say anything. As a matter of fact, I'm surprised people won't pay me to shut up. But Sophie Tucker sat there. That they're just like a. There's a lovely book that goes with that, and you'll never. It's just beautiful package all together. CD is amazing. The book is amazing. Lots of great pictures. You can see Sophie is like a 4-year-old child with. She was going to do things because she had that look in her eye even then. That was from 1919. Please don't take my harem away. And we began with Billy Murray. I've got my captain working for me now. 1919. That was good, too. That was some comeuppance. Well, this is Radiola, which doesn't need any comeuppance because I come up here every week to Hamilton College to do the show on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and I'm glad to do it. Here's Jelani Johnson, 1931. This is working. More work for you. This is real work. And this girl earned it, too.
My gal is a wise woman, she wise by trade. She started as a wise woman and as a cook and a maid. She rubbed them things, oh how she rubbed them things. The judge fired all his help, she must have been rubbing them things. She baked some jelly roll for the judge. Baked it nice and brown. Got so good to the old man, he told everybody in town about a good jelly roll. Oh, that good jelly roll. He increased the paycheck, and it must have satisfied his soul. The judge told his chauffeur, flirting with the cook, got to be stopped. So he kept on flirting, he put him on the spot about that jelly roll. Oh, that jelly roll. You know it must have been good jelly, for the man to lose his soul. Now the judge invited a chief to spend Happy New Year, caught his arms round a cook and framed him for the lecture about that good jelly roll. Oh, that good jelly roll. You know it must have been good jelly, caused two men to lose their souls. Now she got a reducing parlor down in Chinatown, and they all go nuts about her rubbing them down. She's rubbing them down. Oh, how she rubbed them down. She started as a wise woman, ended up the leading woman of Chinatown.
I know a scandal monger, a low down evil skirt. They call her Dirty Shindaisy. Boy, how she can descend dirt. She works down in Joe's lunchroom. She waits on tables there. And while she dishes at Hanshaw, she dishes dirt for fair.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Now when you come in for pork chops or oysters that are fried, you're gonna get more than pork chops. You'll get some dirt besides. She pans your next door neighbor and makes you think it's true. And when your neighbor comes in there, she starts in panning you. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Out there on the floor, dishes all around her. She won't eat dirt no more. Now the moral of this story, only this, my friend, if you eat dirt while you live, they'll eat dirt on you in the end. Lab, lab, lab. Lab, lab, lab.
Thank you. grin, start right into whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Just do your best, then take a rest and sing yourself a song. When there's too much to do, don't let it bother you. Forget your trouble, try to be just like the cheerful chickadee. And whistle while you work. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work.
Whistle away at work until your coworker complains about it to the labor board, then you'll get canned. You got to be careful. If you whistle, maybe that could be also seen as the EEOC and all those other people come in for sexual harassment. And then watch out. So keep your mouth shut and don't even hum, because who knows? Or you could say you've got Tourette's and you might get a disability waiver or something. But that's Whistle While You Work, 1938, Burt Bloch and his orchestra. I think the bells were in there, were a gimmick of his. And before that, Nels Brothers, a record I've always loved, Dirt Dishing Daisy. And, of course, that's about work, too. But it's also about gossiping. It's like going to the barbershop, hairdresser, wherever you go for your dose of that. And what people say, so I try to avoid such venues because I basically am a rich mine of gossip for everyone who knows me, and all of it, of course, false. Lonnie Johnson began with From a Washwoman on Up, 1931, off an old OK 78, actually, and I had a sound file there, so I used it, and I have the record somewhere. This is Andy Sr. Radiola every Friday night at 8 o'clock, and I hope it continues smoothly and effortlessly throughout the next several seasons. We'll do what we can. I'm trying not to appear arrogant to my fellow broadcasters, and I really am not. I'm just here. I'm just doing this. So this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Here's the Carter Family in 1928, and this is what I have to say, because tomorrow is Saturday. Let's face it, you deserve a day off, and today is my day to do this, so tomorrow's my day off. So I ain't going to work tomorrow.
I'll hang my head in. a word.
State your case, son.
Hey, Papa.
Yes, son.
I don't want to go to work.
What's that?
Work is such a lot of bother. I'd rather not bother today. And anyway, I don't want to go to work. Hey, Pop.
Yes.
I don't want to go to work.
Huh?
Can't I sleep a little longer and snore pop some more pop just today? And anyway,
what?
I don't want to go to work. I had a wahoo hootin' highfalutin' time last night. Oh, gee, I'm in a whirl. I met a girl and I didn't leave till 3. So, Pop,
I'm a listener.
I don't want to go to work.
Oh, no?
Can't you see that I got home just now? And anyhow, don't start a row. Just say that for today, I won't have to go to work.
Well,
I don't want to go to work.
Yes, that was I Don't Want to Go to Work, Kay Kaiser, Harry Babbitt singing that. I think Kay was acting the part of his father, and that was entirely appropriate. And it's, boy, I've said that more times than I can care to imagine, and many times that I don't care to imagine. Kay Kaiser and his orchestra, and I'm playing that for Sandy down in Essex Fells, who said, do you ever play any Kay Kaiser? I said, sure I do. I'll play Kay Kaiser. And there's Kay Kaiser. There he is. Before that, the Carter family, I ain't going to work tomorrow. And indeed, I'm not, because I'm going to sleep in after I get the show put up online. That was 1928. And I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola, by the way, and you've been listening for 2 hours, I hope. I hope you've enjoyed it. Back to Work is the name of it, although it's been, I've tried to lighten the burden of that. Yes, this is good stuff, and I'll be on. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And stay tuned for Gray Fox and Walkabout. Yes, you'll love it. And I hope you've liked this. So I hope I see you next week, or I hope you hear me next week. I don't see anything. Got to get new glasses. But here's the Old Man River again, Putney Dandridge, and lighten it up a bit.
Now, Old Man River, that Old Man River, he must know something, but don't say nothing. Just keeps on rolling, keeps on rolling along. He don't plant taters, don't plant cotton, and them that plant them, you've forgotten. Old Man River, just keeps rolling along. Now, you and me, we sweat and strain, our bodies all aching and racked with pain. Gotta tote that barge, lift that bale. If I take a drink of corn, I'm gonna land in jail. I get so weary, sick of trying, tired of living, I'm feet up dying. But Old Man River, he just keeps rolling along. Thank you. say nothing. He just keeps on rolling, keeps on rolling along. Now he don't plant taters, and he never plants no cotton, and all them that plant them are soon forgotten. But old man River, he just keeps on rolling along. Now you and me, we sweat and we strain, and our bodies all aching, and we rack with pain. They toast that barge, and come on and lift that veil, and you drag a corner for your jail. But I get so well, think I'm trying, tired of living, man, I'm dying. But all that river just keeps rolling along.
WHCL, Clinton, New York.